will, though.
I mean,
you don't have to write every time, Carrie.
I didn't have time.
I went there this morning real quick, and I don't know if I can read my writing or not.
Oh, well, try it, Rita.
Lola rewrote mine, and she wrote it so fine.
I don't think I got any extra paper.
Well, you got paper in your blue book now. That's paper for you to use in your blue book.
She said she didn't write anything
on it. Oh, no.
Here.
That's for you to use when you feel like it. To write your stories on.
Yeah.
You can just keep them right in there.
She didn't write anything.
No.
She said,
no. Well, you can write another time. You don't have to write every time, Carrie.
Well, I have to sing.
Well, sure. Sometimes you don't come up with anything to write about. Rita, what did you write about today?
Listen, on the farm we had a black cat who could open the screen door with her claws. One day I baked a banana cream pie and I put it on the table to cool. I went upstairs to make the beds, and when I came down, the cat was eating my pie. No pie for dinner. I was making a Johnny cake, and I was following the recipe. Now I was reading without my glasses, and the recipe called for 11 teaspoons of soda. And I thought it read 11 teaspoons of soda. I had the most awful tasting cake. It was sour, and it flattened right down. That's not what you get for not reading with your glasses. And there was a couple who lived by my mother, and the lady was from England. One day she came to my mother and said, I don't see why everyone is making such a fuss about watermelon. The green rind tasted terrible. The lady thought you should throw away the inside of the watermelon and eat the rind.
Oh, no.
She said to my mother, well, the seed was in there, that's why she threw it away.
That's a good story. I'm glad you wrote that down.
Was this mine?
Uh-huh, that's yours. Put it in your folder.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I put it in here.
Gladys, do you want to read next?
Do we have time?
Well, sure.
All right, here we go. As a child, I had a great fear of death. That was pre-funeral homes, and the preparation was done in the home, and then a spray would be put on the door indicating a death in the residence. If I had to pass the home with a wreath on it, coming or going any place, I would walk all the way around the block so I wouldn't have to pass it. One day we received a telegram announcing the death of my grandfather, my dad's dad, who lived in Wisconsin. I told the family I wouldn't mind staying at home with my other grandmother, who lived in a house just from us. But the answer was a firm no, so that settled that. We left by train the next morning for Wisconsin. My brother and I enjoyed the train ride. As we wouldn't get to Wisconsin until late afternoon, Mom had prepared a lunch for us. That was fun, eating on the train. When we arrived in La Panne, we went immediately to my Aunt Lee's, my dad's sister. We were going to stay there. Mom and Dad went over to Grandma's I went out and played with some little girls that I had met before when I was there. Everything went just fine until the day of the funeral. Mom and Dad took my brother and me, while Aunt Lee took our cousins, a boy and a girl, the same age as my brother and me. We went to Grandma's. That was the first time we were taken to see Grandma. Grandma lived about 3 blocks from Aunt Lee's. On the way over, I lagged as far behind as I dared and walked as slowly as I could to prolong the agony. When we arrived at Grandma's, I was the last to go in, hanging on to my dad's coattails. Grandma's house was one of those homes of the days with 2 parlors. Grandpa was in the first parlor. Mom held up my brother to see Grandpa, and Dad held Bea. I was no more than up than I wanted down. saying that I had seen Grandpa. I told them I would sit on the porch and wait for them. The first few minutes I was there seemed like an eternity. After the family came and we returned to Aunt Lee's, all the while my little brain was churning, trying to figure out a way to get out of going to the funeral. What I didn't know was that Mom and Dad had hired a lady to stay with us and had no intentions of taking us anyway. While the family was getting ready, I walked quietly out the back door, down the back steps, across the yard, and across the alley to Dr. Harrington's Courage House. He was the family doctor. I went past the two horses and the two carriages. The doctor had used one for his practice, and the other was the family's carriage with all the trimmings. I went up the steps to the haymow, which was filled with sweet-smelling hay. I dug a nest in the hay. It was August, and it was so hot up there, I thought I would suffocate, but I wouldn't budge, so I soon got tired and fell asleep. When I heard Dr. Harrington come to hitch up his horse to go on the family rounds, I was wringing wet with perspiration from the warm hay. I went over to the window and the door and looked out. I could tell by the long shadows on the trees on the lawn that it was afternoon, and I thought I had better get back home before the family did. I went down the steps past the remaining horse quietly, the buggy and out the door, across the alley, across the backyard and up the back steps. I opened the back door slowly so I wouldn't attract attention. I walked into the kitchen, and there they all stood with their backs towards me. Someone had heard me, and they turned around, and there I stood. I had hay in my head sticking out of my hair, and my dress was all crushed, and my hands and face were smudged with dust and dirt. I was a mess. Finally, Dad asked me where I had been, and I told him. Needless to say, he and Mom were very angry and gave me a sharp scolding, but I think they were more pleased that I was home safe and sound. As for the lady they had hired, I think she would have gladly throttled me for it. I think I had put a few gray hairs in her head that day.
Let me take that and copy that. Can I copy yours too, Rita? Okay. Do you want me to take the book, or do you want to keep this in your book and not tear it out, or do you?
I can tear it out, and then you can.
Okay. Then I'll take yours and copy it too. Mm-hmm. Agnes looks like she's ready.
I haven't done much. I could have wrote more, but I didn't know whether I should or not.
Well, don't ever hesitate. You know, you can always write and cross it out or throw it away if you don't like it afterwards.
I remember when I, as a child, having no sisters and no brothers, I would have to make things. I would play in our yard, gather stones to make a stove, then we'd get water and make mud pies and cakes, dry them in the sun. We could buy candy in little pans, then fill with mud. Those days, we could buy candy enough to fill pans for a penny. Times have changed now. Our children have beautiful dishes to play with. The dolls are so pretty, some almost life-size. Baby dolls and dolls that walk. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anything like that.
No. Thank you, Agnes. I'm going to put your name here.
You can read my writing.
Oh, yes. I never had any problem. Want me to tear that out for you? Okay, Rita, I'm going to put your name here, too, so I get to...
Well, I tell you, that was the most awful taste of Johnny cake you ever
had.
With 11 teaspoons of soda.
Yeah. See, this is Gladys. Would you mind if I wrote your name on here?
I suppose I was in a hurry and just glanced without my glass and the level teaspoon. I thought it said only 11. And
that's something. Well, we've got about 25 minutes left. I thought we'd try something different today since you're such a good group of writers. I thought we'd try to write a poem using colors.
And what we'll do is, first we'll talk about the first stanza, maybe, about colors, what they remind us of. You know, like maybe we always had a blue dress we liked, or blue-green reminds me of the carpet I had in the first house we built. You know, all those memories come back. And then the next stanza, maybe we'll talk about how they make us feel, more of our emotions in colors. Since this is a new year, we'll try something new today, since we only have 25 minutes. Maybe it won't work, but we'll try it. To think a little bit about your, maybe you can think about your favorite color and why it's your favorite color, or what it reminds you of. Something makes you happy, or something makes you remember. Maybe my husband's grandmother gave us a glass cup, and it was a little darker blue than this. I'd say maybe the color of Rita's, between this and the color of Rita's trim on her jacket. And it had Shirley Temple on it. And she gave it to our oldest daughter when she was a little girl. And she used it all the time. And finally it got broken. That's when I realized that it was an antique. So when I see blue glass that color, it reminds me of her, Grandma Effie, we called her. I don't know if any of you knew Effie Rutledge here. It was my...
Lyle's mother.
Lyle's stepmother.
Yes, there's
still
yes. Rutledge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think Mrs. Lyle Rutledge.
Yeah, and then that's her, Jerry's mother.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
I know her.
Her husband, Jerry's dad's grandfather's second wife is who I'm talking about. I never knew the first wife. She died before I got into the family.
They were married when they came here, the second wife.
She wasn't his own mother then, that's the one that I know.
Alberta was Jerry's mother.
I believe that was the one.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You know Alberta.
I know the mother anyway, kind of well.
Yeah, that's Jerry's mother.
I kind of remember her. But,
is she still in the, we always used to call it the little pink house?
Mm-hmm. Still there. She married again about 20 years ago.
Yes. But she goes by Rutledge in the telephone
book. Well, you know, she left it in there for a few years because people would not know she was married. And do you think we could get him to take that out of the phone book? We called and we wrote and she called and we tried everything we could think of and they never... I think it's out now, finally. I bet it took us 10 years to get that out of the phone book. Well, she left it in for a few years just because people wouldn't know her married name. Well, now and then.
I don't get.
Kiever.
Kiever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she was always Alberta Rutledge.
Mm-hmm. I worked for the Dailies in Watson. And then later, Rutledge just took over. And that was how I think I became acquainted with the Mrs. Rutledge, and she used to.
How long did you work there, Carrie?
Oh, I was there from 1914, I believe, way up until till I got married, about 1920-something, I worked up there. And they was they used to be on the hot corner where we get the sun every day.
Oh, they used to be over the old First State Bank.
Sampson's, where Sampson's now is, or where that corner for that kind of a sport place, I think it is.
Across from there. Uh-huh.
And it was upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get that hot sun in the afternoon. They didn't have, like they do now, all these fans and things. They couldn't have them anyway, the wind blew the papers around. So they used to take big, used to go out and take their big pans and things they had. Sprinkle water on the floor, we'd put in there and pass out. It was hot. Off And they had these long stairway up. We used to go up there to lay.
Sure.
Finally, they fixed it inside so we could go up.
Oh, you mean it was outside stairway?
Oh, they did.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was there till a few years ago. They took half of it off, but still part of it was up there. But I don't know about it now. It was on the corner, you know, that big place.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you see they afterwards, they took it underneath the build up. I never forgot one time. Did you ever remember Edwin Orton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At all. And her sister was a school teacher. She worked there. She was hard of hearing. She couldn't hear anything. And one day, Mr. Day was quite a hand to try all these kinds of different things. You know, he had a stove. It was kind of like, I don't know if it was gasoline, I thought it was, because he had a can there, you know. And one day it flew right out on the roof. Well, on the carpet. And nobody hardly knew what to do. And as she flew out and got the broom. She got the broom.
Beat on it.
She put it out. We thought, well, I didn't sit down after all. But we just kind of stood there, you know. So she kind of saved us, I guess.
I guess so. I hate to try and rush down that outside staircase. Anybody else think of a color?
Well, I can remember one Christmas, I got a new pair of shoes, button shoes, that's what they were then. And the bottom half was patent leather, the top was navy blue. Then it had gold buttons with a gold tassel.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh, that's about the best thing I ever got.
How old were you?
Oh, I imagine around 10.
Isn't that something? So, which color reminds you of that?
The navy blue.
The navy blue.
Mm-hmm. It was a real dark navy blue, and then the gold buttons and the gold tassel, and then the bottom part was the patent leather.
Oh, I bet they were spiffy. Yeah.
And then lavender. Every time I think of lavender, I think of my mother. She had always her clothes, she had what they call sachets. And it was filled with lavender powder or something. And I always could smell that lavender.
So smelling lavender makes you think of your mother, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it in a lavender color bag, I suppose?
Yeah, and then and she put it to where her underwear was.
Sure.
And
then,
oh, and the sheets and pillowcases, that was all. And they were family with that.
Well, I think it was hard to get colored things years ago. I know my mother, she had to get somebody to make all my clothes. She thought she could buy things, you know, like that. And she was in favor. She was quite favored of the blue.
Blue.
And I liked blue, too. I used to think blue was pretty nice. She did.
Light blue or dark blue?
Well, just blue, kind of. Light blue. Well,
like Agnes, but, maybe?
Yeah, like she had blue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to, I kind of would favor blue, you see, because she kind of did. But when I was little, we couldn't get any blue. They don't, you know, they don't have. So I remember she got a green dress. And I had to have my green dress. And it had to be made.
What color green was it? Dark green?
Quite a pretty shade green. Kind of not too, just medium, I'd say. And so we had to go and get somebody to make it.
Where'd she get the material?
Well, I think to get the material anyway, we got the green somewhere, the material, but the thing was about getting it made. So my brother, he hitched up the horse. And we went to a lady way, I don't know how many miles, to make that green dress for me. And we had to stay I think he went back, but we had to stay there and until she fitted it. She fitted the dress. And after she got the dress fitted, why, I didn't have to come back until she got it done. And I think that it seemed to me the brother went over. You know, he used to go on a horseback. But anyhow, I got my dress. And then they had to take my picture.
Oh, sure.
I had the picture. So I left it behind me there. The daughter got the picture yet.
Oh, that's
I was a little girl.
So green makes you think of that dress.
But,
green makes you think of that dress.
Well, I think
sometimes.
So, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I think around then I was in an awful accident. And they thought I should have my picture. I took the picture. I guess I was supposed to live, but I didn't know if I was supposed to live or not.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I passed out. I could see it when I could go to bed.
Well, we're glad that you got okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
When I think of red, I think of my son's red wagon.
I get on pretty good now, I guess.
I said, Carrie, my son, he had a red wagon when he was a little boy. My son, he had a red wagon.
Oh, I bet.
And everywhere he went, that red wagon went with him. Put all his stuff in there, dirt and junk.
Red was always my favorite color. I still today like it. So that's good.
Why is that? Did you have something red that you were real fond of?
Well, I always bought it when I could, because I liked the color red.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that really was the only color that I could see. I always thought I couldn't wear other colors. But, like the grays and the purples and things like that and brown. I never felt dressed up in them, but I felt good in red.
So you had red clothes, a lot of red clothes.
I like red. I said, if you don't see me coming, you can hear me. They're loud enough.
And do you know Fred Pop, young Fred Pop? He used to be that store.
I know him, yes.
They lived right in back of us. And he had a red wagon coming with his foot and go around. I can see, that's not too many years back, you know, as he used to go around with his little red wagon, pedaling on his foot.
I can remember talking about these little red wagons. My garbage van, believe it or not, in the good old days was Arvid Tuffelson, and he collected garbage in his little red wagon.
Oh, and, my goodness. Uh-huh.
And he loved baked beans. And I usually had a storage shelf in the basement. And I had cans of baked beans, and then I saw him one day looking at those beans and looking. And I said, do you like baked beans, Ira? Do I ever, he said. So I said, well, if you want a can, I'll open one for you. And I opened one of those cans, and he ate the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that funny how they started out with that wagon? Then they had a two-wheel cart after a while.
Yeah,
okay. Then first they had that old dilapidated truck.
Okay. He used to be a quarter.
Toilet nearby?
I don't know. Is there a toilet nearby down here?
No, there is.
You can go in the next room there, in my room.
Go in Rita's room, right next to
here.
Yeah, right next to here.
Thank you, Rita.
And he told out some things for me one day, and I was going to pay him. Jack said, I haven't got a quarter, but how about a dime? He looked up at Jack, oh, sure. He said, I like working cheap for you.
Oh!
I bet that was the biggest dig Jack ever got. And he was just kidding, you know, but wasn't happy about it, but Jack offered him a dime.
Yeah.
Oh,
so many things you come to think about. I said, you could even write them.
Oh, sure, do it. Did you think of a color that reminds you of something?
I think I would say either blue or brown. Blue especially. Because I can remember when I must have been about 14, maybe 15. My mother had gotten a dress material and made my dress. It had the white braid on around the collar, around the sleeves, and around the dress. And I thought that was the prettiest.
Was this a navy blue now?
Real navy blue.
Oh, that would be
pretty. It was. I thought it was pretty. Now I think they would make fun of it.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, now, as I say, blue has always been my color. That and green. I love green. You know, you get to thinking about so many things which you had forgotten about years ago.
Yes. Yes. So. What does green make you remember?
Well, one thing I can remember. It was my oldest son that was getting married, and I had picked a green dress. No, I had picked a brown dress, and my son was with me. He said, "No, Mother, you got to get a green dress." So I got a green dress, which I thought was very pretty too. It was a little bit more expensive than me, but I got my green dress and I wore it.
Oh,
and that's many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you're thinking about some of these things, it's kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. Rita, do you have a favorite color that you like?
Yeah, blue was my color. I always like.
Light blue or dark blue?
Kind of light blue.
Did you have something you remember, especially that you loved, that was that color?
No. Probably.
Clothes? That you like clothes that were blue? Or?
Yeah, I like blue. Always did.
Did you have, did your mother make your clothes too? Or did you buy those?
No, we always had a dressmaker to come to the home. Mm-hmm. And she made the clothes for us.
She used to just move right in and do it.
Yeah.
She was done.
Never had patterns, I suppose, did they?
No, she didn't.
My children's clothes. Years ago, I don't think children, it's hard to buy them. I do you remember? I don't want.
No?
It was kind of
I can't remember ever buying.
Hard to buy, you know, ready-made clothes for younger. But as I remember, or else my mother figured she should get made. She liked to have my clothes made and fit to me. And stand me up on the table somewhere and then pin me around the bottom of it to make it even.
Yeah. And she used to get so mad because I was fidgeting.
And then it wasn't always even because I was a little bigger in the front here, maybe.
For sure.
Something, you know, and kids fat up. Oh, no, you want a story again?
Sure.
Next time.
Well, if you want to write it, but don't feel you have to.
I might run out, but I'm out of poems.
You think about it. You don't have to have one every week.
I'm too good on a poem.
Don't have to write poems either. How do colors make us feel? You know, when it's gray outside, I feel gray too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like yellow, and I always wished I could wear it, but I can't. Because it's such a cheerful color, I think.
I like yellow too. I always kind of thought it's kind of a Dutch color.
And I like pink.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Mm-hmm. The soft and yeah. Even hot pink I like.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel bright.
That's what the red does to me. It just kind of gives me a lift. It's the best color that I can wear. My coloring, you know.
How about brown? What do you feel like when you wear brown?
Well,
do you like brown?
Brown is a good color.
I don't care much for brown.
I could wear brown because I have reddish hair.
I have a brown pair of slacks, but I don't have to look at them so much.
So you felt dressed up in brown?
Because green meant good with reddish
hair. Oh, sure.
Ain't that no more.
don't think anything of it, Carol, but years ago, my mother, she didn't want red. She said the fast ones all were red.
Well, they used to say that.
The fast women always wore the red. Yeah. She said she didn't want to have red and didn't want me to wear red, so I don't want to.
I think that's true. I really think that's true.
They well, you see, they that. Wanted to look perky and all.
I can't remember ever having a red dress.
I don't remember wearing...
So poor Carrie never got much red.
I guess I had a red sweater. But mostly it was darker colors, or white, or blue, or...
And something pink and light blue. My mother knit me a sweater when I was high school. It was light blue, and then she trimmed it, the collar and the cuffs with a pink, pretty pink. She did a lot of knitting for me.
I think red does make you feel perky. And
yeah, it makes you feel jumpy.
Mm-hmm. When Mama was getting my clothes made, she was great for plans, but it was always a plan that the red was predominant. But I
think I have to leave. I've got to get down there for my meeting.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
I've got to get all my books together.
Yeah.